We support the city joining this lawsuit as a plaintiff, not only because it will provide our citizens with a measure of practical safety against paramilitary groups bent on violence here. We support it as a stand against the disintegration of our democracy and as a call for us to put a firm close to this horrible chapter in our democracy where people think it's okay to parade in military outfits in public, to openly threaten violence against other people, to fire weapons into crowds, to beat people in public, and to use a car as a weapon. This violence is all of a piece, and it can be stopped with the legal relief we are asking for under Virginia's Constitution and under our laws. In their wisdom, our forebears built our democracy on two pillars. First, they believe that democracy depends on deliberation, and that deliberation requires some measure of civility. While citizens can and should feel passionately about an issue, they believed a system of government built on freedom also requires mutual respect. Even if we disagree vehemently with one another, we need to treat each other as we would want ourselves to be treated. That's the only way we can work together to move forward. Second, going back to anyone's politics 101, they believe that the state must have a monopoly on the legitimate use of force. That's why we do not have private armies in this country. That's why Article 1, Section 13 of the Virginia Constitution guarantees, quote, in all cases, the military should be under strict subordination to and governed by the civil power. On August 12th, these rogue militias were like arsonists setting fire to both of these pillars. Instead of the civility that binds our system together, these freelancing armies brought threats and outright violence. Instead of persuasion, argument, alliances, and compromise, they instead see only power and force. And instead of democracy, they see the Wild West where might makes right. Such cynicism begets nihilism, such nihilism begets terrorism, and it's no surprise that the rhetoric and the plans revealed through the extraordinary research in this court filing, and I would encourage anyone to read this 75 pages carefully to understand just what happened here and what's happening in our country, would lead to attacks on government itself. These folks arrogantly, recklessly, and violently believe they can disrupt and replace the state itself. So let me be clear. The emergence of these paramilitary groups in the public sphere is a threat to democracy itself. Nobody knows this better than Charlottesville. We are the historic home not only of Thomas Jefferson and James Madison and James Monroe, but of their ideas about how humans can live together and prosper in a system based on freedom. And we and our citizens were the unwilling host of the horrific events of August 11th and 12th. These are the reasons that we have concluded that we should join this lawsuit on behalf of the citizens we serve and the Commonwealth whose laws we are sworn to uphold. And we want to close by thanking Mary McCord and her fantastic team of litigators at Georgetown Law Center for their hard work and their counsel to us, and Lee Livingston and his partners here in Charlottesville, and Mickey Hamlet, and to Philip Zelikow for the intellectual provenance of this lawsuit. They're all doing us a public service. Thank you.